The American Cornhole League World Championships take place this week in South Carolina, and Wisconsin is well represented with some top competitors hailing from the state.
Like Steve Schrader from Marinette County is the reigning ACL Pro Senior Singles Champion and the current number 2 ranked player in his division.
And Colin Powers of Janesville is part of the number 3 ranked ACL Pro Doubles team and a top 100 singles player.
I spoke with Colin last week as he prepared for the World Championships. The competition is airing this week on ESPN. How did you make the jump from playing cornhole casually to getting into competitive and professional tournaments?
It's kind of funny how that all started. It started just like many others where you play in the backyards. You go to maybe a couple bar leagues or rec leagues around your town or neighborhood just to get out and have some fun with friends and family and catch up with people. And as I started doing that, it was just among the roles of socializing with people that they're like, hey, there's also these other places that have leagues if you'd like to expand your horizons and branch out. There's one in Madison. There's one in Janesville. And then as I got more familiar with those, the people, a couple of my friends and I, we got into it and we just would travel around with them. And the big one being that we found up in Madison, or rather Sun Prairie, that's run by Stacey Washa, is the American Cornhole Associated League, meaning you're playing for points, you're playing for titles, you're basically getting your hands and feet wet into what the American Cornhole League is. So then as we learned that, we're like, wow, this is actually pretty fun. We have the free time. We play in their leagues. And then they eventually told us, hey, by the way, every year at the end of July, early August, they run a World's Cornhole Tournament. And that's where like the culmination of the season ends and where they also host a tournament that is called the Pro Qualifier. So expanding and going through that is kind of what led me then into qualifying. I didn't actually win that specific tournament. I won a different one, which then allowed me to garner the title of a professional cornhole player.
I love how you were building and building and building upon each of these different experiences. As you look back and reflect, what makes you passionate about cornhole? What kept you going through this process?
Honestly, what kind of kept me going and intrigued me to take it to this level was my friends and family, plus my background of being an athlete. I attended college, and in there I played collegiate baseball as a pitcher. So when I came back home after the baseball career ended, I was looking for something just to put my competitive edge into and get out and be with friends and family. So by traveling around with them and getting my fix of the competitive side, it's been great. It's garnered everything I've wanted. Seeing that the American Cornhole has ranges of ages from 9 to senior eligibility, it's anybody can play, anybody can truly win. And seeing the different levels at which people compete, it's what just drives me to keep getting better and continue.
What comes up here is friends and family really serve as a support system to you in the sport. How do you balance your professional cornhole career on the road with trying to have a regular life at home and a job back home?
It definitely is a juggling act, to say the least. Thankfully, the American Cornhole League and the tournaments that I play are mostly weekend driven. Now, it does create some long weekends, especially with working a standard Monday through Friday job back home here. So with that, I work and then I basically take off on a Thursday night or Friday morning, and I come back Sunday nights, pretty late sometimes depending on the flight. So that creates a long Monday in some worlds, because got to keep both jobs happy and work through it. So it's definitely a juggling act that I couldn't do without friends and family helping to either watch my dog or sometimes drop me off at an airport even.
What about the mental focus here? How do you handle the nerves of competing on the biggest stages on networks like ESPN, and you're throwing and tossing with other people watching? How do you handle that mental focus?
The mental focus is definitely a key to this game, one that I am still learning to a degree and trying to master and get better at. Because with it, each year now that I've progressed, I have seen the pressure rise a little bit. The focus has to come along with the pressure of the lights getting brighter playing on ESPN. But thankfully, with my background of playing college baseball or sports in general my entire life, I've gotten used to playing with a little bit of a sense of pressure and urgency in these events. Now adding in the cameras of ESPN, that's somewhere I haven't been before. So that took a little bit more of an adjustment, but when the lights get bright, I just love to compete and put my best foot forward. It's thankfully it doesn't get to me a ton. But I'd be lying if I'd say there wasn't a little bit of nerve sometimes.
What does your preparation look like for the World Championships?
My preparation has basically been continuing to play my local leagues here on Mondays and Wednesdays. I go out and I play those that we run local blind draw. So it's a little bit of a tournament feel while getting in practice reps, as well as once or twice here setting up some boards at the house just to throw for a couple hours, just to fine tune some details, mechanical stuff, and really make sure I'm honed in and locked in for what's at bay here heading up for the next week, since it's going to be a grueling long week of tournaments from co-ed to singles to doubles to just about anything out there.
Wow, throwing for a couple hours. This is also, you have to be ready in a physical sense as well.
Yeah, you definitely do, because you have to be ready physically to throw for the amount of time the game may take. But also, what people don't understand is, yeah, maybe standing around, but you're inside your building or the facility we're at playing for 12, 13-hour days. Sometimes we show up at 8, 9 a.m. We may not leave till 10 p.m. or later. So that's just the constant being on your feet, getting ready, throwing just to stay loose, and making sure you're at the top of your game when your number's called to go to either a broadcast court or any court to compete. Because at this level, the moment you let your mental game slip or you're not ready, people take advantage of you and you go down in a hurry. You may even lose a game.
Do you have any expectations or goals for the World Championships?
I do have expectations of myself in hopes to definitely come out a doubles world champ. My partner and I, Richard Nyberg, we are a first-time pairing. He is actually from California. I am from Wisconsin here myself. So we actually never see each other at these tournaments. And this is our first year together. And we kind of stunned some people. And especially when you look at what the broadcaster's expectations of were of the top 10 teams, even. We weren't broadcasted to be in there. So us finishing third in the world in doubles really put a target on our back and opened some eyes for some people. So heading into the tournament now, where we establish ourselves, we definitely have the goal to, at worst, make the final four. We want to be there on the final day to compete for a world title that we've definitely busted our butts to give ourselves a chance at.
Colin, all the best to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you guys for having me.
That is Colin Powers, a professional American Cornhole League player from Janesville. He was with us to share how he's preparing for the ACL World Championships this week in South Carolina. Now, for a look at the popularity of cornhole in Wisconsin, we turn to Stacy Washaw, state director for the American Cornhole League and a founder of Mad City Cornhole in Madison. Stacy, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kate.
How widespread are cornhole leagues around the state?
All over, honestly. You can usually find a league within, 20 to 30 minutes, depending on your location. And then there's the more competitive leagues that follow ACL guidelines. And then there are a lot of backyard bar leagues, which most people are familiar with.
But before you started Mad City Cornhole, you used to have to go quite some miles to find a place to play.
Yes, I when I before I started Mad City Cornhole, I actually was only a backyard player. As soon as we put the league together, I was introduced to a whole new family of individuals who, yes, they were driving about 45 minutes or longer just to go and play bags on a weeknight, even. It was crazy. That's really what prompted us to put the league together in the first place.
What do you think it is about cornhole that brings people together and motivates them to join leagues and to maybe travel on weeknights to go practice and compete together?
I would say one of the American Cornhole League, the ACL motto is anyone can play, anyone can win. I think that is one thing that really builds cornhole up is we have players that range from age 5 year olds who will play full, you know, full length and beat, you know, players that have been playing for years all the way through 80s, and people with special needs, all different shapes and sizes, male, female. It really, you don't have an advantage just because of being in shape or, you know, any other type of, you know, I don't know how to explain that, but yeah, pretty much anyone can play and anyone can win.
How do you improve your skill?
Practice and practice some more. There's also, once I entered the competitive cornhole world, learned about the difference in bags. So previously, when you're playing backyard, you just pick up a bag and it's filled with corn and you throw it. Well, the competitive bags have a lot more put into them. They're different materials. There's a fast side, there's a slow side. They have different speeds, different material responds to different weather conditions. Whether it's humid, then your bag's going to be slower. If it's dry and hot, your bag's going to, you know, go lightning speed on the boards. And so that's something that I had no idea existed in once I entered the world. So people love getting excited about their different collection of bags that they have as well.
So there's like a grippy side and a smooth side. And then you decide what might work for that toss.
Yep, exactly. If you have, if the board has, you know, bags on it and you want to do a push, so you want to push a bag, one of your bags that's already located on the board and you want to slide it in, you're going to flip that bag over and use your fast side and for a push. Otherwise, yeah, there's a lot of different technique that, and there's a roll bag. There's all kinds of stuff. Pretty crazy.
I know that you're also heading to the American Cornhole League World Championships in South Carolina. What are you expecting from that event and from the Wisconsin competitors who are participating?
Yeah, it's a very exciting event. I am very privileged to be allowed to work alongside some of the best directors in the country for this event. This will be my second year working Worlds. I've attended for 3 years now, I believe, maybe four, but it is an amazing event. It's, you know, all week long, and there are different tournaments each day. There's, you know, all different kinds of doubles and singles, and there's some USA forces, and I mean, you name it, it's there. So everyone, you know, from all over the country and further, Canada as well, come together and to compete for their titles. And we have some amazing, you know, pros in the state of Wisconsin that also attend, and so we go there and, you know, cheer them on. And then you have, you know, some of your amateur players who are attending who have never attended before. And that's always exciting to see. And then you have some that are also attending to try and become pro. So it's a really great event.
And Stacey, you are a pro at making new cornhole players feel welcome. What would you say to encourage someone to come and try out cornhole if they've never really played before?
I always, when I have new participants, I take extra time to encourage them and tell them not to be intimidated. You know, it can be very intimidating when you walk into a room and you see these players wearing jerseys and they're throwing their bags and every single bag is going in the hole. They all started somewhere, and you don't have to choose to participate and be ultra competitive. There are a lot of people who just want to show up and have a good time and interact and meet people. And so I just tell them, you know, give it a shot and talk to people, open yourself up, be vulnerable, because, you know, and we offer two different divisions on our weekly play, which I think is very helpful. And most tournaments have different divisions, so you can kind of be a little bit more in your comfort level. But then those players know, and they're excited when new people show up, and they want to encourage you. And I think that is what I rely on the most, and checking in throughout the night. You know, how is everything going? Are you having a good time? A lot of times I'll take them and introduce them to someone else right away. Hey, why don't you warm up on this board next to Jessica? You know, she'll kind of, you know, give you the DL on how the night's going to, you know, look and answer any questions that you might have.
Stacy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, you're welcome, Kate. Thank you so much for having me.
Stacy Washa is state director for the American Cornhole League and a founder of Mad City Cornhole in Madison. She was with us to share about the popularity of cornhole in the state. And earlier, we heard from professional ACL player Colin Powers of Janesville, who's competing this week in the World Championships in South Carolina.